The Valley Visual Art Exhibition at the R2 Gallery in Carbondale is the longest-standing art show in the Roaring Fork Valley. It's open to all artists with an area code that starts with 816. The show features an eclectic mix of local art, a lot of which comes from non-professional artists. Some are hobbyists who know this is the only place they'll be able to exhibit their work all year. Others see it as a career move, a way to get a foot in the door in the art world.
I just think it's beautiful.
It's really different, too.
Artists Stacy Dickerson and Diane Kenny wander through the Valley Visual Show on a quiet Friday afternoon. There are photographs, watercolors, sculptures, and lots of other mediums in all shapes and sizes. They range in price from $25 to more than $1,500 to NFS, or not for sale. Diane Kenny says she's blown away by both the wide range of the work and by the quality.
I've seen the show over many years, and I'd say this is the best I've ever seen in terms of just the quality of the work, because a non-juried show, you never know what you're going to get.
One third of the artists in this year's Valley Visual have never exhibited in the show before. Others are consistent contributors. Kenny's been in the show more than 25 times. This year, she has three porcelain cups on a rough brown ceramic tray, a piece she calls Forsaki or Bailey's. She says seeing the work in the sunny, spacious R2 gallery gives it dignity. She remembers a lot of years where the setting of the nearly four decades old show was a little different.
And the show used to be, well, it's been all over town. It used to be in the old post office building. It's been in the Dinkle building, upstairs in the
show. Curator Brian Colley says that Valley Visual is one of the only chances for non-professional artists to exhibit.
They don't have an opportunity to show their work in other places. You know, they're not professional artists. They don't have time to dedicate their lives to making art, but they have this show every year that they can put something in.
Colley says the show can be an opportunity for a new artist to get their work out in front of the public. He's heard of some veteran artists who purposefully don't apply to Valley Visual in order to make room for up-and-comers.
The art world's a scary place, and the Valley, even though it is a bubble sometimes, it can be a family.
That support has been key to artists like Heather Hopper. Her watercolor and acrylic painting, Highlands in Blue, hangs in one corner of the R2 gallery. She says, until now, art has been more of a hobby.
I'm your classic girl Friday here in the Valley, where I have a number of different jobs. I'm a ranch manager, I'm a floral designer, I'm a cameo bartender at Kemosabe, I dog sit, and I paint.
This is the first time Hopper's work has ever been publicly displayed. During the show's opening, she looked around the gallery and felt pretty intimidated by the caliber of the art.
You know, having it be my first show, part of me had that, like, do I even belong here?
But she feels supported by other local artists who encouraged her to apply to the show. And now that Hopper's had a taste of exhibiting her work, she says there's no going back.
I'm in. It's definitely giving me a chance to go in the direction I want to go.
Thomas Temezco is also displaying his work for the first time here at Valley Visual. One thing that Temezco hasn't really had to consider before was pricing his art. He says it involved a lot of guesswork. He's finally settled on $125 for his collage assemblage, Applied Robotics.
Just because it's a fair price, it's enough for the amount of work that I put into it.
As artist Stacy Dickerson concludes her walk through the gallery, though, she says the value comes not in the price tags attached to the individual work, but in the show as a whole.
You know, here are 50 different artists, and there's not one piece that is like the other.
Dickerson says Valley Visual gives her faith that art is thriving here in the Roaring Fork Valley, and will be for a long time.
If anybody says art is dead, they're crazy. Because it's like, you know, that this, it's so beautiful. So much variety.
That variety of style and skill is on display through February 22nd. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson, Arts and Culture Desk.
The Arts and Culture Desk at Aspen Public Radio is funded by the Stefan Edlis and Gail Neeson Foundation with a mission to support the arts, community, and outreach.